But first, Edith is keen to go to the Olympics. But there's just one small problem.
Old Harry's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring Annette Crosby as Edith, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, and Andy Hamilton as Satan.
Okay, Thomas, that's good. That's good. The blood pouring down your forehead looks great. Now, keep that expression of extreme pain and start painting, Signor Giotto.
It keeps moving.
Because I'm in agony.
Hold still. Oh, this is ridiculous. Can't I just do you a Madonna with child? I could knock you out one of those really quick.
No, I don't want a Madonna with child. It wouldn't look right here in hell. It just looked like sarcasm, so...
Here she is, my prince.
Edith, now I wanted you to see this.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, I got to thinking, this biography of me that you're writing very slowly, it's bound to be quite academic, you know, probably a bit dry. So I thought it could do with some pickies.
Some pickies?
Yeah. Yeah, to zhuzh it up a bit, you know, like this one, see?
A life-size tableau of the Last Supper.
Yeah, which is being painted by Giotto himself.
Hello, beautiful lady.
Me.
Yeah, he can't help that. He's Italian. It's a gene. Now, this tableau is 100% historically accurate. See, there's all the disciples laying into the booze. See, St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. Thomas, just double-checking the bill one last time. And down the end there, that's Judas being played by...
Guess who?
Oh, Thomas is perfect casting, sir.
I know, he's more like Judas than Judas. I did consider using the real Judas, but I didn't want to listen to all that belly aching about how the Pharisees shortchanged him.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how he didn't hang himself, he was murdered by Mossad.
Who's playing all the disciples?
What do you mean, playing?
What?
They are Jesus' disciples.
Jesus' disciples? Have all ended up in hell?
Yeah, bit of a downer for Jesus, obviously. See, he's a very nice man, but he's not a very good judge of character. Mary Magdalene took him for every penny. Lazarus turned out to be a social security scrounger. Plain dead whenever there was a job offer. Sad, really.
No, 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 none of this is true.
It's gospel. I'm telling you, we're not gospel.
And I suppose you're going to tell me that that's really Jesus.
What would Jesus be doing in hell, you know, unless it was a site inspection? I mean...
The Jesus in this tableau is a commercial lookalike.
That's right, yeah.
A Jesus lookalike?
Yes, he died when an Easter parade got a bit out of hand.
Yeah, people just get caught up in things, yeah. Don't they? I mean, you know, they see a Jesus lookalike, next thing you know, they're bashing a cross together. The Daily Mail blamed it on aggressive secularism.
And why is Thomas's head bleeding?
Because he's been bashed on the head with a mallet.
Why?
Well, firstly, you don't need a reason. He's Thomas. The man who, when he was married to your daughter, sold one of her kidneys to Morrison's. But more importantly, the mallet is part of the historical accuracy. You see, the apostles were basically 12 young blokes on the road, and, well, you know what they're like. So once they'd had a few beers inside them, they had this drinking game called Whack Judas with a Mallet. Show him, Andrew.
Ow! He keeps hitting the same bit.
Hey, keep it still. I'm trying to paint.
So that's St. Andrew bashing someone with a mallet.
Well, he is the patron saint of Scotland. I mean, what...
This is nonsense. Jesus would never have tolerated such behaviour.
Oh, the mallet game was clearly meant in jest, so Jesus didn't mind.
No, no, no. But Judas did, so he betrayed them. Yeah. Nothing whatsoever to do with me. He just got narked about the mallet game. Yeah. So you can put that in your book, along with Mr. Giotto's painting. What's that?
Oh, sorry, my prince, I'm getting a text. Seems we just had a delivery. Some chap who's lost his wife in a rail accident, driven mad with grief, has thrown himself in front of a train.
Oh, OK, well, make him comfortable in the TV lounge.
Very good, sir.
Well, wait a sec. Hell's got a TV lounge?
For special cases, yeah.
Hell has special cases?
Yes, in the very few cases where people are genuinely insane and therefore not responsible for their actions.
So this bloke's just going to sit in a lounge watching TV with no element of torture whatsoever? That's not fair.
Well, life isn't fair. God prefers it that way. Hey, Giotto, keep painting. Oh, and scrub out all those dogs playing cards. Now then, Edith, I thought of some other pictures we could put in my biography. One idea I had...
It's not going to happen.
Sorry?
I'm not continuing with your biography unless you take me up top to watch the London Olympics so I can see my great-niece Emma compete in the 100 metres hurdles.
Edith, I am not taking you to the Olympics.
Why not?
Well, for a start, it's very hard to get tickets. I didn't enter the ballot, so...
Come on. You're Satan. You know people.
Look, I can't just drop everything to escort some old biddy to a sporting event.
Because?
Because this is hell, not a saga holiday.
Well, that's very depressing. And when I'm depressed, I can't write.
Don't try my patience, Edith. Scumspawn?
Yes, my liege, your wish is my command.
Yeah, all right, this isn't Aladdin. Go fetch those demons who are especially skilled at torturing pensioners.
You're bluffing.
Yes, he is.
Scumspawn?
I'm sorry, my prince, but I don't like to see you threatening little old ladies. You're classier than that.
Oh, yeah.
The elderly deserve some respect. I'm still not comfortable about you billeting the Queen Mother with Wallace Simpson.
Oh, come on. The fist fights have been brilliant. How can that be wrong?
Well, you can do whatever you want with me. I shan't write your stupid book.
Oh, this one is so stubborn, Scumspawn, and reckless, refusing to yield before my infinite power.
She reminds me of you, my prince. The defiant way you refused to kneel before man when God commanded you to. And then God hurled you down from heaven. Do you remember?
Oh, let's see. Do I remember being banished to a realm of eternal misery? Of course I bloody remember it. In what possible circumstances would I forget?
Well, I don't know. You've had a lot on.
All I'm asking...
Look, I'll forget it. Forget it. I'll write the thing myself. Yeah, it can be an autobiography. You know, it can be a personal, first-hand account of what happened. Like Alistair Campbell's diaries. Only with less stuff about Burnley and mental illness.
Without a reputable historian, it'll have no credibility whatsoever.
Hell's teeming with historians. Yeah, I could get Gibbon to write it.
I don't think you should employ a monkey, son. It'd take him ages.
Not Gibbon. Gibbon, the historian.
Who wrote The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire.
Exactly.
Yes. He'd be good.
There.
If you don't mind the moralising, you might find that a bit irksome.
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't be as preachy as some. The Venerable Bede, for example.
The Venerable Bede is in hell.
Yeah, we've been over this. There was a huge scandal. He was caught persuading three nuns to pose naked for a stained glass window.
Well, Bede will be very weak on anything after the 7th century. In fact, no one will do as good a job as me. I've done the research... I've written most of it. It's tantalisingly close, if you play your cards right.
She's doing my head in.
You might enjoy taking her to London, sire. You've had fun at previous Olympics, haven't you? Like that time when you convinced the organisers that synchronised swimming is a sport.
Oh, yeah. They still haven't worked it out, have they?
And when you tripped Mary Decker and got it blamed on Zola Budd.
Yeah, well, that was classic. No, you're right, Scumspawn. Come on, Edith.
Oh, St. Peter just landed me a sneaky one.
I did not.
How apt that the Catholic Church should be founded by a man who's so good at denying things. Okay, I'm leaving you in charge, Scumspawn. And make sure Giotto finishes that painting.
Si, d'accordo.
Yeah, and I want two coats.
Isn't that fantastic? Another win for a British athlete.
Yeah, I know, and that one was actually British. I mean...
Well, I must say, this stadium is magnificent. Apart from that rather unsightly graffiti.
Unsightly graffiti? No, that's the Olympic logo.
Supposed to be.
I think it's a visual representation of a lot of money being flushed down a toilet.
Who Who's that chap warming up down there?
Ah, that is Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world, yeah. He's a certainty to break the world record for the 100 metres.
Is he?
Yeah, I filled his drink with laxatives. Oh, come on, Edith. Surely I'm allowed to alleviate the boredom with a bit of mischief. It would be great for the spectators. I mean, Usain Bolt is super fast, but think how fast he'll be if he's desperate for the bog.
Oh, no.
Not.
Well, look, some moron has jumped onto the track and is joining in with that British athlete's lap of honour.
Yeah, that's the Mayor of London. Boris Johnson.
What? Boris Johnson, the buffoon?
Lots happened since you died, Edith.
Londoners voted in Boris Johnson?
Twice.
Twice?
Well, that's the thing about Londoners. They're not easily embarrassed.
Look at the man. He's making an exhibition of himself.
Oh, don't worry. He won't stay long. He spends most of his day personally supervising the beach volleyball.
Just half an hour till Emma's race. When she was a little girl, she and I had a very special bond. She was so smiley. And we used to play hide-and-seek for hours. She'll be getting so nervous down in that changing room. I wish I could go down there and give her a big hug.
Yeah, yeah, that might not be the ideal preparation for an Olympic final. A cuddle from a dead person.
No. No, you're right. It might throw her. It's just, I'd really love to give her this lucky charm. Of course, you could give it to her. You could adopt one of your guises.
No, Edith, really, I don't...
Oh, please. It'll bring her luck. Tell her to wear it round her neck.
Is this the lucky charm that you were wearing the night you got murdered?
Yes.
And ended up in hell?
Yes. What are you driving at?
Nothing. Who gave it to you?
My mother.
Oh, right. Your mother. Who got hit by that meteorite.
Just
down a mine.
Well, this charm definitely brought good luck to my great-grandmother. She led a long and rewarding life till she died in 1912.
1912?
Yes.
On board the Titanic?
She didn't die on board the Titanic, clever Dick. She survived the sinking. She was a very strong swimmer, so she managed to swim as far...
As a lifeboat?
No, the iceberg.
So she swam to the safety of the iceberg.
Yes. And if it hadn't had that polar bear on it, then...
A polar bear?
Well, it was a very quick death, which, if you think about it, is actually quite lucky.
Yeah, are you sure you want me to give this charm to Emma? The starter will probably shoot her through the head.
It's important to me. And obviously, such an act of compassion would get included in your biography.
Oh, right. Well, to get access to the women athletes' changing room, I'll need the right guys, you know. Someone female, mm-hmm. obviously. And very important. Oh, no, how about this? How do I look?
Very nice.
I'm not sure about the dress. I don't normally wear yellow.
All right, Thomas, I've got three of them as you requested.
Good, good.
Where's Mr. Giotto?
Oh, yes, the apostles started reminiscing about Palm Sunday, and a big fight broke out over why only Jesus got a turn on the donkey. So Giotto threw down his brushes and copped off with Mary Magdalene. Now then, you three, you're all psychiatrists?
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Right.
Yes.
What exactly do you want with us?
I want you to certify me as insane.
Thomas... You have tried to get yourself declared insane before.
Yes, but never in triplicate. I'll get three qualified psychiatrists to state that I am totally unhinged. And then...
Then what?
Then I'll get to sit in the TV lounge. Satan says I'm the most morally repulsive human being of all time, so he singles me out for special punishment. But if I can prove I'm not responsible for my actions because I'm a fruitcake, then...
As mental health professionals, we don't think terms like fruitcake are appropriate.
Yes. But if I'm a fruitcake, then I don't care, do I? The more inappropriate I am, the better. Well, hey, look at me, everyone. I'm being inappropriate.
All right, Thomas, calm down. And pull your pants up.
Woohoo!
Thomas!
Talk to the arse, because the face ain't listening.
Thomas! I may be a demon, but I don't like shows of vulgarity.
But I can't help myself. I'm mentally ill.
Well, that's problematic terminology.
I beg your pardon?
I'm a proponent of the theories of R.D. Lang, who argues that, in a sense, there is no such thing as mental illness.
Look, Kieran, as a psychiatrist, you cannot go around telling people there's no such thing as mental illness. It's irresponsible.
Why?
Because I've got three kids at private school.
Also, Kieran, you know perfectly well that R.D. Lang was, in psychiatric terms, a total fruitcake.
The full Dundee.
I refute that. His treatments were radical and pioneering.
Well, he got patients to smear the walls with their own feces.
And their mental health improved.
Yeah, but his cleaners all had nervous breakdowns. Yes.
No, please, I think we're losing sight of the objective, which is for you to sign me off as mentally ill.
It's wrong to call certain forms of behaviour mental illness. Instead, we should regard them as part of a necessary healing process.
Yes, but none of that's going to get me into the TV lounge, is it? To do that, I have to prove that I'm completely and utterly deranged.
Right.
Which is why I'm urinating in your ear, nothing personal.
Excuse me, are you Emma?
Yes, it's you. I can't believe this. OMG, this is so exciting that I'm standing here actually talking to Kate Middleton.
Yeah. I just came to wish you luck.
Oh, what's the matter with your voice?
Oh, no, this is my normal voice. I just put on that posh, higher voice for royal occasions.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Anyway, I just dropped by to give you this lucky charm.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, it's not from me, it's from your great-aunt Edith.
My great-aunt Edith?
Yeah, she wants you to have it.
But she's been dead for years.
Wanted you to have it. Sorry, I'm always mixing up my tenses.
I'm, like, totally the same. Grammar is so not fun.
Yeah, William's always teasing me about it.
Oh, he is so buff. You are so lucky. I cried watching your wedding. It was wonderful. Did you have a lovely day?
Yeah. It was great. I mean, it was slightly marred by everyone staring at my sister's ass, but, you know. But no, it was, you know.
This charm, it's lovely.
Yes, it is.
Is it silver?
Yes, I think so.
What's it worth?
Well, obviously, its value is mostly sentimental.
Mm-hmm. And how much is that in money?
I don't know. Your great-aunt...
So, was Edith friends with the Middletons then?
Yes, she was our governess.
Governess? Gosh, how very Danton.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she was very good with children, as I'm sure you remember, because as a little girl, you had a very special relationship with her, didn't you?
Yeah, I certainly did. Couldn't stand her. I used to run away and hide. She thought it was a game, silly old boot. Lol.
I see. Well, she had fond memories of you. She said you were very smiley.
Yeah, well, Mummy said I had to smile at her so that she put us in her will. And she did. Result.
Right. Well, look, all I know is that if Edith were here now, which she isn't, by the way, definitely not, but if she was, she would just want to say good luck and go out there and win gold for Britain.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Hey, be positive, Emma. Come on.
I'm going to come last.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm going to come last.
Says who?
Says a Malaysian bookmaker.
Ah.
He's offered me gazillions. It's called spot-fixing, apparently. I shouldn't really be telling you this, but as we've become, like, totally best mates, you could put a few bob on me to come last and make yourself a fortune. How cool is that?
But you've recorded the fastest time in the world this year. If you come last, well, everyone will see you as a humiliated failure.
I know. Think what I'll earn from all those ironic pizza adverts. Ka-ching! Milk it, sister. Do you think this charm is silver?
Well, why don't I take it back and get it valued for you?
Good call, bestie. I'd better get my racing kit on. A nation awaits.
Right.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, eventually. Lol.
All right. righty, let's see where we're up to. I asked you to certify me as insane. Kieran then asserted there was no such thing as insanity, and then I refuted his argument.
By stabbing him.
Clearly the act of a madman.
Not necessarily. He is quite irritating.
Yeah. Context is everything.
Are you all right, Kieran? Would you like that knife taken out of your back?
No, it's fine.
Well, you look like you're in a lot of pain.
It's okay, my pain is part of Thomas's healing process.
I see.
Psychologically and emotionally, it's all part of a journey.
I'm going to stab him again.
Thomas!
So, if you three just certify me as completely doodally, then that's that. I need a certificate, obviously, and we'll just call
that... We can't just give a blanket certificate.
No, you'll need a proper diagnosis.
Which mental illness do you think you suffer from?
Which ones are there?
Well, there's paranoia.
Oh, yes, paranoia. Yes, they were always saying I had that. Everyone. All my enemies, especially the invisible ones.
I think we can put a tick against that one.
Good, that's one. What others could I have?
Have you heard voices in your head that say disturbing things?
Yes, I have. Remember once, as I was paying this hitman to ice my granny, I heard a voice in my head saying, should you be doing this? Very disturbing.
You hired a hitman to kill your granny?
Yes, well, you have to sometimes, don't you? Otherwise, the old dears just go on forever, don't they? So what do you...
No, hold on, I'm just writing something down. Psychopath.
Well, that's a very subjective value judgment. Perhaps it's not Thomas that's psychopathic. Perhaps it's society.
Ow!
Thomas! Give me that mallet.
He deserved that. He was trying to cheat me out of my place in the TV lounge. And he can't, because I'm Thomas Crimp and I am special.
Narcissist.
So I brained him with the mallet.
Psychotic.
What else could I have done? Come on, I need as many as possible to convince Satan.
Well, there's Munchausen syndrome by proxy.
What's that?
Well, it's when someone deliberately creates some great drama in order to get lots of attention.
Oh, so, say, if someone set fire to an orphanage just so they could get positive publicity by rescuing the orphans from the roof, then...
Yes, that's a very good example.
What do you mean, example?
I'm going to need a bigger piece of paper.
Ah, home again. Nothing like the smell of sulphur and burning flesh. Listen to me, getting all sentimental.
So why didn't you give Emma my lucky charm?
Well, the truth is that she told me things that...
She told you what things?
She told me,
Come on, my darling little Emma told you what?
She told me that... She's not superstitious, no, so she felt she didn't need it.
Oh, right. Well, she did. She clattered into every hurdle. I was still proud of her mind. Even though she came in last, she was still smiling.
Yeah. And punching the air, yeah.
Did she remember me?
Oh, yes. Yes, she remembered you with great clarity. It was Thomas Bourne. Why is Thomas smiling? Now he's laughing. I do not like that.
You can't punish me, goatee legs, because I am clinically insane.
I'm afraid that's correct, sir. These three psychiatrists carried out a detailed study of Thomas's psyche.
Yes, and in our professional opinion, he has every mental illness known to psychiatry. And quite a few that aren't.
See? So show me to that TV lounge, because I'm mad, me. Maddest of the mad. Mad, totally mad.
Compared to whom?
What?
Well, are you madder than Edith, who, despite all the evidence, still believes in the spirit of the Olympics and the love of great nieces?
Hey.
Or are you as mad as Scumspawn, who lives in a realm of eternal misery and yet stays as relentlessly cheerful as the One Show?
Yes, but...
Or are you madder than these psychiatrists who spent their lives listening to the chaotic muck that sloshes around inside the heads of human beings?
Listen.
And are you as mad as me, Thomas? The prince of all evil who just took an old lady for a day out. Or as mad as my job with all its pointless persecuting stretching into infinity. Or as mad as a god who kills the eldest children of people who disobey him. Are you really saying that you're madder than all that?
Well, I've got a certificate.
See, who is to say who is mad in the land of the mad?
That's very much what R.D. Lang says.
Did you know you've got a knife in your back?
Oh, don't worry, that's all part of the process.
Listen, The bottom line is that my brain's not joined up properly, ergo I am not responsible for my actions, as has been proved, using the science of psychiatry.
What? Sorry, amusing use of the word science there.
The point is, you cannot continue to torment me because it's irrational and you have no moral authority.
Thomas?
Don't hurt me.
You are 100% right.
What?
The scales have fallen from my eyes.
Oh, I get that. It's a dryness thing.
Eh? No.
Creams you can use.
No, Scumspawn, I don't mean literally.
No, or baby shampoo's quite good.
No, Scumspawn, it's...
So, I'd just like to check I've got this right. You, Satan, are saying that I can go and sit, free from torment, in the TV lounge.
Yes.
What the hell are you doing?
Well, you're always urging me to show some mercy.
Yes, but not to him. He's scum.
Yeah, no. Now, go on, Thomas. Off you go.
Yes, I'm free. Free from the pain at last. Free to sit in the haven. That is the TV lounge. The TV lounge where I actually... Where is the TV lounge?
Well, it's next to the games room. Just follow the sound of ping-pong.
Brilliant! I can watch the Olympics.
I'm afraid not, Thomas. That telly is permanently tuned in to loose women.
What's loose women?
You'll find out.
Well, whatever it is, it can't be worse than being physically tortured.
You'll find out.
I'm going. Free! Free! I'm going to spend the rest of eternity with my feet up in front of the telly!
Well, I didn't see that coming.
No. Okay. Now then, Edith, you got some writing to do, because that was our deal. If I took you to the Olympics, you'd finish my book. And what are you handing me, Scumspawn?
This is cream for your falling eye scales problem, sire.
Oh,
No, ignore the expiry date. I don't think they apply in eternity.
Oh. Well, if I'm expected to make this biography of you definitive, then I shall need to interview both God and Jesus.
Are you sure? They'll want a full list of questions in advance. You know what they're like.
And final copy approval. They're very jumpy about accuracy.
Yeah, ever since Moses missed out those 97 commandments. Nuts.
I need full access to everything. All your records
And you'll still need some pickies. Scumspawn, go round up the disciples and Giotto so he can finish that tableau.
Yes, my liege.
Oh, yeah, and get Richard Nixon to stand in for Thomas's Judas. But don't let him bang on with all the anti-Semitic stuff. That'll just start a fight.
Yes, my liege.
What else? Oh, yeah, when you've done that, collect up all the most vicious, violent demons you can find and all the vilest, venom-spitting furies.
Yes.
And all the most terrifying giant serpents and most nightmarish, flesh-tearing monsters we've got. And then once you've got them all together...
Yes?
Chuck them in the TV lounge.
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, Jimmy Morville as Thomas, and Annette Crosby as Edith. With Felicity Montague, Michael Fenton-Stevens, Philip Pope, and Nick Revel. Old Harry's Game was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.
That was our last visit to hell for the moment.